Guten night, everybody. Tonight we're going to discuss the minig of Hoshanos that we have b'chol tvutzas Yisrael, that we go around the bima with our Hoshanos every day. Then Hoshana Rabbah, we do it seven times. A very well-known minig, but in fact this minig does not appear in the Gemara. So the starting point for the sugya is the Gemara in Sukkah, daf mem dalet amud aleph, where the Gemara says as follows: Amalei Abayi l'Rabbah, Abayi asks a shayla to Rabbah. Maishna lulav da'avdinan le shiva zeichel migdash. Why is it that b'zman hazeh we have the practice to shake lulav all 7 days zeichel migdash, the same way they used to do it in the Beis HaMikdash, b'zman shebeis HaMikdash hayakayim, u'maishna ha'rabah da'avdinan la shiva zeichel migdash? How come we don't do anything to commemorate the fact that there was this practice of ha'rabah l'gabe mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash? So you see clearly already from the Gemara that in the times of Chazal, in the times of the Gemara, they did not have this practice of going around the Bima, of going around and doing Hoshanas. That's what seems clear from the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us, Amalei, so he says back, why is there a difference? Why do we make a Zecher for the Dalad Minim, and we don't make a Zecher for this Minig of, for this Halach L'Moshe Misinai, of putting the Arava by the Mizbeach? Says the Gemara, Amalei, Hal Vadim Yotze Yidechavasa Ba'arava Shabalulav. What do you mean? We do have a Zecher for it. Why? Because the same way we take Dalad Minim every day of Sukkot, so too the Arava that's taken in the Dalad Minim counts also for that Minig which used to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, that Halach L'Moshe Misinai of taking an Arava. It already counts by the Arava that we have inside of the Lulav. Amar Leah, Hu Mishum Lulav Hu Deka Avad Leah. That doesn't help to take the Dalad Minim and assume that it's going to count for both. That's good enough just for the Dalad Minim, just for the mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash for Lulav, but that doesn't help for the mitzvah of Arava L'Gabi Mizbeach. V'chi Tamed Dekam Magbilei V'Hadar Magbilei, says the Gemara, maybe you'll say that I pick up the Dalad Minim once and then I go again, and I pick them up again in order to be Mekayim my mitzvah of Arava. V'amaisim M'choyom Deloka Avdinan Hachi, says the Gemara, we don't find such a practice, we don't have that minig to take the Dalad Minim specifically for a Zecher for the mitzvah of Arava. So you see already from the Gemara, there was no such minig in the time of Chazal. Rabbi Yosef Engel points out a very fascinating deal from this Gemara. The Gemara says you can't take the Dalad Minim and try to be Mekayim both mitzvahs. You can't take the Dalad Minim and try to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Dalad Minim and also the mitzvah of Arava. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOitzer, as he has a long arichas about this, and Kedarko, in his beautiful way of writing, he brings many, many different cases in Shas where you find that you can't do one thing and try to be Mekayim two chiyuvim at the same time. The most prime example that's obvious to all of us is, let's say, a person skips a tefillah. So now he has to make a tefillah tashlumin. I, for some reason, forgot to daven shacharis this morning, now I have to daven mincha twice. What do you mean? Why can I daven one shmona esrei and have that count for my mincha and count for my shacharis? Obviously not. Tashlumin has to be two separate tefillahs. You have to have, number one, your tefillahs chiyuv of now of shmona esrei for mincha, and then only afterward can I do my shmona esrei for the tashlumin of shacharis. But to do one shmona esrei and try to cover both grounds, that's not going to help. Rabbi Yosef Engel also quotes a very interesting psikta of Rav Kahana, which is from the times of the Tanoim. So he writes that the psikta writes on the pasuk v'hayim idei chodesh b'chodesh idei shabbos b'shabbato. He says the medrash writes there that what are you going to do if it seems from the pasuk that there used to be yavo kabasa l'shtachlus l'fanei amar Hashem. It seems that there used to be a chiyuv aliyah l'regel on Shabbos and a chiyuv aliyah l'regel on Rosh Chodesh. So whatever that means, now is not the time to be marich. But says the psikta, so what happens when Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, when you have both of them falling out on the same day, what do you do then? So the psikta says you would have to go to the Beis HaMikdash once for Shabbos, then you would have to step out and go again for Rosh Chodesh. It's a very surprising medrash, a very surprising halacha, that you would assume that you can't be Mekayim both Chayuvim Aliyah L'Regel for Shabbos and for Rosh Chodesh with one Aliyah L'Regel. So that's an interesting point, but the basis of the whole perspective that Rabbi Yosef Engel brings out from all of the Gemaras, all of the Chazal, really stems from our Gemara, where the Gemara says that you can't take the Dalad Minim and assume that that's going to count for both Minhagim of Dalad Minim and also for the Minig of Arava L'Gabi Mizbeach. So then the Gemara says further, so why is it? We want to know, why do we only make a Zecher for the Minig of Dalad Minim and we don't make a Zecher for the Din of Arava? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei D'Rava, the answer is, Lulav D'Araisa Avdin An Shiva Zecher L'Migdash. Lulav, which originally was a mitzvah d'arais in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, therefore we make a Zecher l'Migdash now when it's only d'Rabbanan. But Arava, which only started off as a din d'Rabbanan in the first place, says the Gemara, lo avdina la shiva Zecher l'Migdash. Arava, which was only a din d'Rabbanan in the first place, we don't make a Zecher l'Migdash for that. To which the Gemara responds, what do you mean? Arava is not a din d'Rabbanan. The din that you have to take an Arava and put it on the Mizbech is halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So what does the Gemara mean to say that there's a distinction between Dalad Minim and Arava, that one's the Raisa, one's the Rabban, they're both Daraisa. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, touches it up a little bit. The Gemara says, yeah, both are Daraisa, but one is Yeshla Iker Men HaTorah, one has a Pasuk explicitly telling me in Lekachtam Lechem Yom HaRishon, and one of them is only Halach Al Moshe Misinai, so therefore we don't make a Zecher for Halach Al Moshe Misinai. If you stop there, say, we shouldn't have the Minig of Hoshanas, because the Gemara says very clearly that in the times that there's no Beis HaMikdash, we do not make a Zecher for the Hoshanas, because our Rav in the first place, the Gabi Mizbeach, was only Halach Al Moshe Misinai, and we don't institute Zecher HaMikdash based off a Halach Al Moshe Misinai. However, the Rishonim and the Turin Shulchan Aruch, they all quote the same Medrash and Siman Tafrei Samach and Shulchan Aruch. The Medrash is quoted in the Yalkut Shimoni. Listen to a Yalkut. Erchot b'nikayon kapai v'asova es mizbachacha Hashem. Says the Medrash, b'chol yom hayimakifin es hamizbeach pamacha. Says the Gemara, says the Medrash, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they would surround, they would go around the Beis HaMikdash, around the Mizbeach, one time. V'keitzad huseder ha'akafa, what they used to do, kol Yisrael gedol muktanim noten les lulveim b'yudeim hayimanis, everybody would take their lulav in the right hand, v'esrogeim b'yudeim asmalis, if you were a righty or lefty, is a whole shaila, machlekes mechaber the Rama, what do you do then? We spoke about it on Yom Tov. Umakif anachas, then everybody would go around once, one time around the Mizbeach. But also ayom hayimakif in sheva palmin. However, on the last day of Sukkot, they would go around the Mizbeach seven times. Amra apchia zecha liyericho. Says the Gemara, hatenach bizman sheyesh Mizbeach. I'm sorry, this is the Medrash that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That makes sense, bizman sheyesh Mizbeach, when they used to have Mizbeach to encircle and go around with the Dalad Minim. But Bizman HaZeh, what do you do Bizman HaZeh when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? So says the Medrash, Chazan HaKnesses Omid Kemalach HaElokim. Says the Medrash, you have one individual who gets up like a Malach HaElokim. Shtel Zachfar, what we're supposed to be thinking when we have the Hoshanas every day in shul. It's not a joke just to run around the Bima. It's something serious. Sefer Torah Bizro, one person takes a Sefer Torah and stands in the middle of the shul. V'ha'am Makifin also Dugmas HaMizbeach. So every day when we go around and we do the Hoshanas in our davening, we're supposed to realize that this is really a zecher to the Mizbeach. And that's why we have somebody holding the Sefer Torah in the middle to be a Dugmas HaMizbeach. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafrei Samach. The Aruch HaShulchan then follows up on that simple din. And the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. There is a Chilukei Minhagim between Svar and Ashkenaz. Hasidim have one minig, Misnagdim have a different minig. When do we do the Hoshanas? Some do the Hoshanas after Shacharis. Why? Bedavka Minig Yerushalayim is to do right away after Shacharis. Why? Because Rizim Magdima LeMitzvahs. Once you already have the Lulav and Esrog in your hands, why should I wait till after Musaf to then pick it up again? Why not do it right away? Ah, you're going to have Rov HaMadras Melech. You have a lot of people coming late to Shul. By the time, hopefully, by the time we get up to the end of Musaf, everybody will be there. So you'll have a Rov HaMadras Melech then. Well, the Minig is not to do so. Why? Because Rizim Magdima LeMitzvahs, it seems from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that's Rizim Magdim LeMitzvahs outweighs Berov HaMadras Melech. So therefore, half of the Rishonim had the minig to do the Hoshanas right after they say Hallel. However, the other Rishonim had the minig, the Tur quotes, that there were those who had the minig to do it right after Musaf. Why should he do it after Musaf? It's a good Taina. It's Rizim Magdim LeMitzvahs. Why don't you do it right away once I'm holding my Lulav and Esrog by Hallel? So the Tur says the reason why is because if the whole purpose of these Hakafus, of going around the Bima now, is Zeichel HaMikdash, so says the Torah, when did they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash? When was the Minig to do that? What was the Halach HaMoshe Misinai? He says in the times of Chazal, in the times when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they used to do it after the Karban Musaf. So therefore says the Torah, if the whole Minig is patterned off the fact that we do it Zeichel HaMikdash the way they used to do, Hekef HaRava B'Mizbeach, so then we should do the same thing and also only go around the Bima after Musaf. So that's the reason why half of the Kehilos have the practice to do it after Musaf. So basically what you see from all this is that every day when we go around the Bima with the Sefer Torah, when we go around with the Dalad Minim, the sole point of that is that we should do a Zecher to the Beis HaMikdash when they used to be Mekayim, the Halach HaMoshe Misinai of Arava LeMizbeach. So the Vilna Gaon has a Maridik Akasha in Siman Tafrei Samach and Shulchan Aruch. And for this, you have to first look at a Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah tells us that Eser Kedushas, this is a famous Mishnah that says that there are 10 different levels of Kedusha until you reach the pinnacle, until you reach the highlight of Kedusha in the world. So says the Mishnah, Eser Kedusha saying, what is the lowest level of Kedusha? So you have Eretz Yisrael's Mekudeshas Mikol Ha'aretzes. Obviously Eretz Yisrael is more Mekudesh than Chutz La'aretz. But then it goes further. Mayi Kedusha, so why is Eretz Yisrael more Kedush than any other land? Shemeviyim Imenu Ha'omer V'Habikur Meshtei Alechem. What you see from this is, just Rav Kook used to point out, everybody says Rav Kook was a big Zionist, but Rav Kook said, what you see from the Mishnah is, that an Eretz Yisrael without Torah mitzvahs is Nishkan Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean anything. That's what the Mishnah says. What is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, says the Mishnah? Without those mitzvahs, Eretz Yisrael is worthless. It's meaningless. The only reason why Eretz Yisrael has a significance is because it offers us an opportunity to do mitzvahs that we cannot do in Chutzlar. So that's what the Mishnah says over here. We don't have those mitzvahs in Chutzlar, so therefore Eretz Yisrael has a greater Kedusha than Chutzlar. Then, the Mishnah goes on to say, Ayaris HaMukafus Choma are more Mekudesh, then Yerushalayim is more Mekudesh, then the Harabayis, then the Chel. And then the Gemara, the Mishnah goes further and says, Ezras Nashim, the sixth level, Ezras Yisrael, Ezras Kohanim, there are levels within the Harabayis itself where people are allowed to go. Now, Beina Ulam Elam Mizbeach, Mekudesh Mimena, says the Mishnah, there was a space, Bein Ha'ulam V'lam Mizbeach, a space between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which was more Mekudosh than other parts of the Harabayis. Why? She'ein Kohanim Bali Mumin Nichnasim L'sham. A Kohen who's a Bal Mum is not even allowed to enter there. You have the Ezra's Kohanim, where only Kohanim are allowed to enter, not Yisraelim. But once you get there, there's a further separation, that only Kohanim who are Roi La'avodah are allowed to go further, Bein Ha'ulam V'lam Mizbeach, but anybody else is not allowed to go further. And then it says that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was even further than that. The Shem Yishmuel quotes from his father, the Avnei Nezer, an interesting idea. He says that the Pasuk, the Medrash tells us, the Medrash says in the Yalkut Shimoni, but Tachbulos Asa Melchama, there's a Pasuk in Mishle that says that he waged war with Tachbulos. What does that mean, Tachbulos? He did tricks in order to wage a war. So what's that referring to? So a bunch of Mandamrim in the Medrash are trying to figure out what exactly this is referring to. Who waged the war, and which kind of tachbulos did he do in order to wage this war? So the Medrash says, one of the Manda Amrim suggests that what it means is Kohen Gadol b'knisas al Kodesh HaKadoshim. That this is referring to the Kohen Gadol when he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, that he took tachbulos with him in order to enter the Melchama, in order to fight, so to speak, Kaviyachal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of Klal Yisrael. What does it mean? He had chavilos shal mitzvahs biyado. He had bundles and bundles of mitzvahs that he took along with him in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What does that mean? Dechsiv, Bezos Yava Aron. So it says that he had 10 mitzvahs that he used to bring with him. What did he bring? He brought Bezos Yava Aron. The Pasuk says he has to come in with Zos. What does Zos mean? So the Medrash says, Zos Zechus HaTorah, because it says Bezos HaTorah. Zos Zechus HaMila, because it says Zos Brisi. Zechus HaShabbos, because it says Ashrei Enosh Yasha Zos. And then the Medrash goes on to expound that there are 10 different mitzvahs in the Torah in which we find the word Zos, and with those 10 mitzvahs, the Kohen Gadol used to find himself in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only once he had those 10 schusim. Zok Shem Yishmuel, quoting his father, Davni Nezer, why? Why do you need these 10 schusim? So he says, if the Mishnah tells us that there are Eser Kedushos, that there are 10 levels that one needs to get until you raise yourself up to the highest level, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to enter on Yom Kippur while he's doing the Avodah, well, said Avnei Nezer, you better bring along 10 different schusim along with you in order to break through those 10 levels of Kedusha. If you don't have that, then the Kohen Gadol himself has no right to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim either. So that's what the Avnei Nezer suggested. That's why Bedavka the Medrash says that the Kohen Gadol needed to have 10 different schusim that went along, that accompanied him into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because without that, he would not have been able to break through the 10 levels of Kedusha that the Mishnah describes in the Mishnah and Kalim. Similarly, the Reb Tzedek writes that it doesn't stop there. The Mishnah doesn't just mean that you have 10 levels of Kedusha in the world, 10 levels of Kedusha by land masses in Eretz Yisrael, but also he says there are Eser Madregas of Kedusha in people. And he says that you have a Melech, a Navi, a Kohen Gadol, Mashuach, Melchama, Kohen Hedyot, Nasi, Avezen, Chacham, Levi, Yisrael. You have all different types of levels of Kedusha, but it seems that when you have 10 different levels, then you finally get to the top. So that's what we find over here as well. The problem is, says the Vilna Gaon, one of the levels of Kedusha that you find here listed in the Mishnah is Bein Ha'ulam Alam Mizbeach. Not even all the Kohanim were allowed to enter. Only Kohanim who were Roi La'avodah were allowed to come into that place in the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen who was a Bal Mum was not allowed entry into that space Bein Ha'ulam Alam Mizbeach. So ask the Vilna Gaon, if that's true, so then how can you say the Makar for our Minhag nowadays to go around and do Hoshanas is because we do it Zecher LaMikdash? It has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. I, as a Pasha to Yisrael in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, was not allowed entry anywhere near the Mizbeach. So ask the Vilna Gaon, what does it help that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash they used to go around the Mizbeach? Who went around the Mizbeach? Only the Kohanim. And not just the Kohanim, only the Kohanim who were Roi Lavad Avoda. So ask the Vilna Gaon, what's the Pshat in our Minhag nowadays to go ahead and do a Hekif HaMizbeach, so to speak, in our shul, when we put the Sefer Torah in the middle of the shul, has nothing to do at all with the minig that they used to have in the Beis HaMikdash. Washing what?
For bread today. We do it because, again, Kohanim used to wash for being careful for Truma. So we really do. That's one of the main primary reasons.
You're saying we're not Kohanim?
Yeah.
Well, there was still a din of Tumah V'Tahara that everybody had to keep, right? Okay, it's a good question. So the Vilna Gaon, yeah?
There were outside gates, according to some.
Right. Right.
They went all the ways around and they went out.
Yeah. Mizbeach, no, but the Gemara describes over here that they used to be makif the Mizbeach. Doesn't mean walking around the whole Harabais. Right? I could walk around the whole Eretz Yisrael and also be makif the Mizbeach. It's not the Pashtus. Yeah, it's not the Pashtus. It seems that they used to walk around the Mizbeach, so that's the Vilna Gaon's kasha. So the truth is, if you look there in the Perushim on the Mishnayos, the Bar Tanura and the Tosis Yontif, they point out that there is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, when these Eser Kedushas that are listed in the Mishnah are these Daraisa? Does it mean that Midaraisa, a non-Kohen is not allowed to enter between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, or is this just a Chumra Midarabana? So the Ramban holds the whole thing is a Chumra Midarabana. Milus also Midarabana, and they made Harchokas Midarabana. In the same way we have Xeris Bechala Terakula to keep someone away from doing an Aveira. So too over here, they made Harchokas Midarabana, and that anyone who's not a Kohen, an active Kohen on duty, is not allowed to come near the Ulam Ulam Mizbeach. So that's what the Ramban holds. So the Rizal points out in the Shita Mekubetzes, writes in Menachos as well, that if you hold like the Ramban, that in fact all of these milos were only midirabbanan, so then you can say that B'makom Mitzvah, when they had the Arava and the Gabi Mizbeach, so you're right, all year they used to make sure that no one else entered. But when it came time to do this Mitzvah, this Halacha Moshe Misinai, Chazal took away their Geder, their Hachaka, and they said, everyone is allowed to come, Litzarech Mitzvah, and surround them as Mizbeach. So if you learn like the Ramban, then it makes sense, because in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that is in fact what they used to do. There is a Gemara in Sukkah, which seems to imply that that is the case. The Gemara says, Reish Lakish holds, Kohanim Bali Mumin Nechnasim Be'le Ulam La Mizbeach Kedei Latzis Ba'arava. The Gemara says, Beferish, that Kohanim who are Bali Mumin, who are normally not allowed access into the Ulam La Mizbeach, they used to come on Sukkahs to do the Hek of HaMizbeach with the Arava. So it seems that there was some sort of boundary that was lifted for the Kohanim Bali Mumin. So says the Ritva, says the Shita Mekubetzes, the same way they lifted it for Kohanim Bali Mumin, they lifted it also for all of Klal Yisrael in order that they should be Mekayim the Mitzvah. The problem is, if you learn like the Rambam, that this is in fact a Din D'Oraisa, a Hachaka Midaraisa, that you're not allowed to go past a certain point, Bein Ha'ulam Ala Mizbeach, no one is allowed entry unless the person is a Kohen who's on active duty, then you can't understand what is the Pshat in our minig? And that's the Vilna Gaon's kasha. How can you understand? We have patterned a minig, Zeichel HaMikdash now, to walk around the Bima every day of Sukkot in order that we should do something Zeichel HaMikdash for Hashanos. This has nothing to do, living or dead, with what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam, only the Kohanim who are on active duty were allowed to be served the Mizbeach because everybody else was not allowed entry into there. So how do you understand our minig that we do today? Just leaving some food for thought for everyone to think about. The Vilna Gaon doesn't answer the kasha. He leaves it with a tzarachi in gadol. He doesn't explain.
Did he do it in the shul?
What?
Did he do it in the shul?
The Vilna Gaon? I don't know. I didn't have a Maisa Rab today. I didn't check it up. But I saw Rabbi Yeager today. I know Shayasha follows a lot of the minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, so I thought he would have some sort of a pshat over here. I saw him at the Levi in the shul. I asked him, do you have any teretz for the Vilna Gaon's kasha? He said no. He never looked into it. I asked my father felt, well, even when you make a Zeichel HaMikdash, it doesn't mean you have to make it exactly the same way it was in Beis HaMikdash. You could do something to remind us of what it was in Beis HaMikdash. Let's say I have a shul, and you're going to say, only Kohanim are allowed to go. So one day I come to Minyan, and there's no Kohen on Sukkah. So you're going to say, we're going to forget about the Beis HaMikdash? Doesn't make sense. So my father felt that we should do a Zeichel HaMikdash anyway, even though it's not exactly the same as the way they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Still, we should do it to remind ourselves of what used to happen in the Beis HaMikdash, that there was some sort of resemblance, what we have today, to what there used to be in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Vilna Gaon's kasha still needs a little bit of work. How do you explain, again, according to the Rambam that believes that the Eser Kedushas that we find in Eretz Yisrael, in the Harabayis, were all on levels of Daraisa? How do you understand what is the Pshat in our Minig Vizmanazah that we make a Zeichel HaMikdash if, in fact, it really is not similar at all to what they used to do in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? I wish everyone a guten Morgen.